أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 18 of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, manifestation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's blessings upon these people who are known as Ashabul Kahf, the people of the cave. They left their communities, they left all the comforts of their homes, they left royalty, only for the sake of the protection of the iman. One ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon them, that was despite the fact that they were in the cave, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made sure they benefited from all the benefits of the sun, but the harm of the sun, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not allow it to harm them. Here Allah Ta'ala speaks about other ni'mats. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَالًا. You would think, perceive that they are awake. وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ. Whilst they are fast asleep. This is another great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon the people of the cave. Obviously, if there are people that are sleeping in the cave and they would be discovered and it would become known that they are sleeping, and the sleep becomes obvious for such long periods of time, then they may be vulnerable to attacks from thieves, others that may become hungry and thirsty for their lives, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the one hand, gave them a sound sleep, they were fast asleep, but whoever would see them would not perceive them to be sleeping. The perception will be that these people are just lying down, they are awake, they are very aware of their surroundings, and that will keep away harm from them. So some ulama have expressed that one possibility would be that their eyes were open when they were sleeping, yet they were fast asleep. The other is, when a person goes to sleep, the body begins to relax, it begins to get loose. Whilst all of that happened internally, externally to the person that is looking, he would think that the body is not relaxed and they are not in a sleep. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protected them, and Allah is showing us that when we do for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's sake, when we do anything for the protection of our iman, the protection of our deen, then always the help and the nusrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will be upon us. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. We speak often about people that are ill and sick, and they get bed sores, notwithstanding the fact that they would have the best mattresses that accommodate for all of that. Here, these people were on the bare ground, and one great fear would have been that if they slept in one position, then the fear of their bodies, or that part of the body that is touching the ground, would become decomposed, 300 years of sleep. So obviously that was a great favor, there was a great fear rather, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's great favor upon them. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ. Then we would turn them, ذَاتَ الْيَمِينَ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ, to the right and to the left. In other words, we persistently saw to the fact that timelessly their bodies would turn so that they would not suffer any discomfort whatsoever, and that part of the body that is touching the ground does not decompose. Again, another very great ni'mat, another great favor that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon them. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. Now there was a dog, some narrations narrate that amongst the young people of the Ashabi Kahf, one was the cook of the king. And he had also had the Tawheed in his heart, and he rejected the polytheism, and hence in his heart and in his mind he knew about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and he was amongst the Ashabul Kahf. And however, he had a dog. Now obviously in Shariat of Islam we cannot keep a dog as a pet. We can do it for guarding purposes, for hunting purposes, etc. So ulama have responded to this question also, that perhaps in their Shariat, in their deen, keeping of a dog was not permissible, or alternatively it was kept for a permissible reason. Whatever the case was, this dog followed them, and when they went into the cave, the dog sat at the threshold of the cave, in other words the entrance of the cave, with his four paws out, and hence the dog also was a deterrent for anyone. And the dog also is being mentioned in the Quran Sharif. A very great Mufassir Ibn Atiyah, he quotes and he says from his father heard a talk by a person, Abul Fadl Johari, rahimahumullah. He was also a great alim in the Jami Masjid of Cairo. He heard this talk when this person spoke about company, good company, and he said that this dog joined the company of these pious individuals. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also made mention of this dog in the Quran Sharif. On this, many ulama have stated that if this is the situation of a dog joining the company of pious people, what happens when a believer joins the company of people who are pious? Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will also bless them with innumerable favors of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, we were leaving the masjid, a person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that person said, ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is Qiyamah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the person, what have you prepared for Qiyamah? The person said, by way of nawafil, nafil salat, nafil roza, etc., I don't have much. However, I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's response was that a person in the akhirat will be with the one who he loves. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that we were never happier on the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam since the day we accepted Iman, since the day we accepted Islam. And then terminating this hadith in one narration, Imam Qurtubi rahimahumullah says that Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, certainly I love Allah, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and I love Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It was in the time of Sayyidina Umar that he said that, so he stopped at Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In other words, I love all those who are pious. So Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq. And in this, there is also another very great pointer to the fact that if we want to save our iman, we want to save our deen, we want to be righteous for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, then one way is the company of those who are pious. Inshallah, we'll continue the ayah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.